following tale is based upon a true story. Gamers Behaving Badly, Episode 7, Shadow Dancing. When we last witnessed gamers behaving badly, the party had found the lair of the giants and stealthily moved in close. The questionable GM call by Earl brought swift and righteous pain down upon the heroes, leaving only Bobby, the half-ogre barbarian, Wizbandius, the elven wizard thief, and Baldur, the half-elven troubadour holy man, standing. Bobby was next to fall, and facing certain death, Jim hatched an ingenious plan that involved use of bardic parlor tricks that saved the party. And now, having recovered from the initial and rather brutal attack of the hill giants, our heroes have ventured inside the lair of the same, utilizing a rather surprising and unexpected combination of stealth, force, and cooperation. The party has made their way deep into the complex. Now, near the throne room of the hill giant chief, they proceed with caution. But danger lurks in the darkness ahead.
The last giant in the room falls, and you breathe a heavy sigh of relief.
Securing the door.
Securing the loot.
Baldur will cast a silence spell on the door.
You sure you want to use it now?
Man, check your hit points. We've got a rest.
Bobby's doing just fine.
I'm not. James is down 7 points. I'm practically dead.
7? You're down just 7?
Indeed. He has cause for concern. Brave yet incredibly generic fighter James might get struck by another wayward boulder.
And who knows when you'll roll a 1 again. I'm looting the room.
You all start searching the room. As it is quite large and dark, it takes some time. Your torches cast strange shadows throughout the room, but you're able to uncover some interesting items amidst the rubble.
Aw yeah, lay it on me.
Well, in one of the bags the giant was carrying, it appears there are a number of scrolls, although because they belong to the giants, they look more like rolled-up posters.
Crap. Next.
Crap? No way. Wizbandius wants to check those out.
And she's not the only one.
Though it is giant-sized, you can tell the spell on the scroll is Lightning Bolt.
Whoop-de-doo! How about some silver and gold there, GM?
Well, there are various bits of treasure on the bodies.
How much?
I'm not going to provide all the details right now.
Why not?
Because he's about to spring something else on us.
Yeah, something that will likely kill us.
That's usually what it means.
Now, that's not true.
Sure it is. Go back to the last campaign. What adventure was it? Oh yes, it was Slave Lofts of the Overtown. We were in the cultist temple in the city sewers. We had just gotten done killing the last of the cultists.
Or so we thought.
Right, and his Mike is begging for the treasure. You put him off so you could spring a trap on us.
Sure, fine. Maybe one time, then.
Well, then there was this time we were playing Frontiers of the Stars, and when we thought we'd finished off the last of the aliens in the ancient city ruins.
Hey, that's right. And then there was that time playing Days of Deadwood after the train robbery. We thought we were safe.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah, and don't forget the End of Days 2004 game in the ruins of Moscow.
Oh yeah, that was a good one. We totally got screwed over in that adventure.
Okay, guys, seriously.
Yeah, that one was particularly brutal.
Body parts and shell casings everywhere.
Well, Earl, if it makes you feel any better, this is all new to me.
It doesn't, but thank you, Jim.
So does this mean you're going to tell the rest of us the treasure in this room?
No.
And why not?
Because something is about to happen to you. From out of the shadows, some of you see a shape move. Without warning, it strikes, hitting Mike for 12 points of damage.
Gah! What?
Can we see where it went?
No. Whatever it was, it seems to have disappeared.
Show yourself, vile beast! Come out from the shadows and cease such cowardly tactics.
I am looking around, holding my torch.
Yeah, good idea. I'm gonna light a torch too.
As you are striking flint to tinder, you feel the presence of something large next to you. You know it's there when it strikes you brutally for another 17 points of damage.
What? Come on. I need some help here, guys. I'm gonna swing back. Crap! Got a 7.
Yeah, that's a miss. And the beast, whatever it was, has slipped back into the shadows.
Okay, Bobby is going to hoist his greatsword and step directly into the first dark square just past James's shattered body.
Thanks.
And close his eyes, then swing.
Trying to avoid the concealment bonus again, huh? Well, it doesn't work. Your sword strikes nothing but air.
Crap. Well, I tried, dude.
And you are rewarded for your efforts. You feel a sharp blade pierce your flesh. It's a nasty hit for 27 points of damage.
Are you shitting me?
Not at all. Feels as if you've been backstabbed.
Yeah, by a sore loser GM.
Doesn't seem like I'm losing at the moment.
Did you say it was large?
You just caught a glimpse of it. It was indeed big.
And it can backstab? Are you saying we're fighting a giant thief?
I'm not saying anything of the sort.
I'm going to light another torch.
As you go to do so, you are struck as well. The beast leaps from the shadows, planting a vicious blow across your back.
Aha! Bowmark charges toward the beast, swinging bravely.
You are able to reach the beast just before it slips back into the shadows. Roll it. Your blade swings true and you feel it connect. A small grunt escapes his lips as he disappears once more into the shadows.
Ha! Take that, monster!
Good. We're not getting totally boned here. We can make it bleed.
If it bleeds, we can kill it. We've got this, guys.
And with that, Bowmark falls to the ground unconscious.
Crap, we totally do not have this.
Okay, so who's left standing?
Including you?
Yeah.
You.
And that thing is still bouncing around, right?
Oh, most definitely.
I still can't believe you sent a shadow dancing giant after us. That might be a new low for you, Earl.
Shh. Bobby is dying right now. Just enjoy the moment.
Well, I'm out of healing spells, but I have enough potions to at least get you guys back on your feet, but that giant will just take you down.
What is Balder going to do? Just outside your ring of torches, you can hear fiendish, guttural giggling from the shadows. It's likely that he's going to strike soon.
And I'm almost dead myself. Unless... Okay. Balder is going to take out a healing potion in one hand, open a flask of lantern oil with the other. He's going to move slowly, not getting too close to any of his fellow companions. Yet.
The giant mocks you from the shadows. What will you do, half-breed?
This, you giant abuse of character templates. Balder sprints toward Wisbandius.
What? Why her?
As soon as he gets there, he pours the potion down her throat, then throws the flask at the torch closest to him.
Wisbandius, you are healed for 20 points. Nice roll. The flask strikes the torch and bursts into flames just as the giant steps out from the shadows, his sword raised toward your head. He brings it down and connects, striking you for 18. The flames catch his clothing, however, setting him alight. He snarls in pain and moves away, then stops, drops, and rolls.
As Balder falls unconscious, he will take a free action to say the word, scroll.
Wow.
Not a very dramatic way to go out, although the fire was a nice touch.
Well, that wraps up that adventure.
Not quite. Can I go?
Yeah, sure.
Wisbandius unravels the giant scroll poster, the one with lightning bolt on it. She will then cast the spell off the scroll. But as that happens, she's going to touch some of the giant's blood, which should still be by her from Bowmark's earlier strike. She's going to use the blood to tune the spell to just him. This should find him no matter where he is.
A little redundant since you can see him rolling on the floor on fire.
And augment the damage by an extra 4d6.
Okay, that's cool.
You bet your sweet ass it's cool.
Well done. Roll your damage.
37.
Hell yeah.
Indeed, that's enough to drop the giant who had not gotten the flames out yet. So his body continues to burn.
Wisbandius is going to secure the healing potions off of Balder's body and start distributing.
Well done, Wisbandius.
Yeah, I gotta give you props. Pretty clever. The blood touch was a stroke of genius.
You wouldn't have been able to do it if Balder wouldn't have saved me.
Speaking of which, are we gonna give him a healing potion?
Wait, what?
Well, think about it. We've got to be pretty near the end of the adventure. Odds are we've got enough health now to see it through to the end.
Good point. And there can't be any more of those ridiculous shadow dancing giants around.
Right.
Are you guys serious?
Well, it's nothing against Jim. I mean, you're cool and all, but we're racking up some real experience here.
Besides, you weren't really planning on sticking with the group forever, were you?
Right. And if that's the case, that means that Baldur is just really being an XP drag on the regulars, you know what I mean?
Well, I had thought about sticking around.
Yeah, but you don't seem that excited.
This is ridiculous. Wisbandius is going to give him a healing potion.
Hey, if it's not any trouble.
Look, I told you it has nothing to do with him. Jim's a good guy. Earl's just stingy with experience. We need to get all we can.
You do realize that's why you don't have that many friends, right?
Shadow Dancing Giants. Really now?
That template does not have any race restrictions.
But a giant. Dancing. In the shadows.
Okay, but imagine if you were able to make it as a PC.
Oh my.
Gamers Behaving Badly stars Dan Repperger, Wayne Cole, Mikey Mason, Julie Hussey, Scott Nelson, and Sean McHale. Written, produced, and edited by Chris Hussey.
Music provided by Dronolin's Tower. Sound effects courtesy of freesound.org and Sirenscape. The soundtrack to your gaming world.
Gamers Behaving Badly is an Are You Not Entertainment production. I'm Seneca Presley. For more episodes, production notes, and other fun, visit www.tabletellsseries.com.